Do we have any gardeners among us?
Raise your hand.
Who gardens?
Just a small crowd.
Those of you who garden, are you growing flowers or are you growing fruits and vegetables? Who's growing fruits and vegetables? Fewer hands. It's kind of hard, isn't it? Isn't it hard to grow fruits and vegetables? Especially here in Pennsylvania. My wife and I are avid gardeners. My wife is a much better gardener than I am. I tend to do all the work that requires some kind of a power tool, and she's much more patient than I am. We have this thing, it's called a cold frame. I don't know if you've ever heard of that or not, but a cold frame is basically a big box with a lid on it. And in the springtime, while it's still a little chilly, you can kind of cheat. You go out to the cold frame, and you can till up the soil and plant things and put the lid down, water it, put the lid down, and the sun beating down on the cold frame provides enough heat and enough water inside that frame so that whatever it is you planted can begin to grow even if it's cold outside. Now my wife loves to do that, and she does it with greens. So that's where she puts our kale and our spicy Italian lettuces, which are really good. But the interesting thing about the doing of that is that she has to take her time and sort of plant in furrows. So she'll make a little furrow with her hand, and then she'll read the package instructions and plant the seeds very carefully, distancing them just the right amount so that when they grow, they will have enough room to flourish. Under those circumstances, Jesus in today's gospel looks like an idiot. Because what Jesus is saying is, a sower went out to sow, and he was just flinging seed willy-nilly all over the place. Some fell on rocky ground, some fell on a path that was tread upon, some fell within weeds and it was choked off. But there were some that fell on good soil, and it bore fruit. That doesn't make any sense to the people that Jesus was talking to. And that's why his disciples had to come to him and say, hold on for a second, Jesus. What exactly were you trying to get across in telling that parable, in telling that story? Well, what's interesting to me in my prayer this week about these readings was not just how kind of silly Jesus appeared with this idea of a sower throwing seed willy-nilly, but what really struck me was, why was Paul's letter to the Romans nestled in between these readings? Because if we listen to Paul's letter to the Romans, it describes exactly what it's like to be a gardener in Pennsylvania. It's really hard. It's really disappointing. It takes a lot of work. But most importantly, it takes a sense of diligence. It takes a sense of patience. And most importantly, a sense of hope. Because, yeah, we put this cold frame together and we take our time making little furrows and putting our seeds in. But once we do our part, we have to rely on destiny to see what happens. And what's really fascinating about that process is, as soon as Agnes, my wife, plants those furrows, the next week or so, we run out there all the time and we peek underneath to see just how things are going. And what's totally amazing to me is that as we peek underneath, every speck of dirt that's under that cold frame is green. Even though my wife only planted certain seeds in rows. And if we just went in there and opened it up and looked at all the green, we would think that we were going to have a huge bounty. It's amazing because everything inside looks exactly the same. I can't make a distinction between what's going to be good to eat and what needs to be pulled and thrown away. And if it were up to me, I would have marked the furrows with some sort of line paint so that I knew exactly where things were and I could rip everything else out. Which is why my wife is a better gardener. It requires patience. It requires waiting in hopefulness and to keep paying attention to what's going on. That's exactly what Jesus is trying to tell us about these scriptures today. These scriptures, this word of God, is indeed Christ. And we have to pay attention to Christ. What he tells us through the word, but most importantly, what he provides us through his flesh. The amazing thing about the first reading and the responsorial psalm is it talks about the glorious nature, the abundant nature with which God provides for this earth. The rain comes down, it provides water, it breaks up the clods in the soil, and growth and life spring forth. That abundance that comes from God is something that we experience in the Eucharist. But we have to ask ourselves, are we patient enough to really pay attention to what goes on here? Or are we just kind of popping in for some water? Life is hard, just like gardening. And when we leave this place, it's so easy for us to get caught up in what goes on in the outside world, for birds to swoop down and take things from us, from our experience of faith, for our faith to be choked off by anxiety in life, for our enthusiasm that comes from this experience of Eucharist to dry up and shrivel once we leave here. So this evening, I invite all of us to really consider and think about what is it that Jesus is providing to us, not just in word, but in Eucharist. The abundance of grace that comes from this celebration, this unique celebration that only we have to celebrate, is so profound. And yet it's so easy for us to take it for granted. And so let it be our prayer this evening that we can be a people of patience. We can be a people of hope. We can be a people of diligence and courage to trust that God will provide for us, not just in the Word, but in the Eucharist, to trust that God will help us to grow, that God will help us to be the soil that he invites us to be, so that we too can bear fruit. Bearing fruit means living in his image and likeness, living the way he intended us to live from the very beginning. That's really hard. We really have to kind of because if we don't, it's so easy for the world to kind of catch up to us. It's so easy for the world to sort of sweep things away that are so important to us. So we take the time to come here to settle ourselves, to celebrate what we really believe in, and to imbibe on the abundance of grace that God provides us in this Eucharist.